Good morning, listeners. This is Itzhak Mohadev. Today, Thursday, and we are in Ben HaMetzarim. So maybe I'm going to start the program with a little bit halachot Ben HaMetzarim. So Ben HaMetzarim basically is the days between Shlosh HaShavuot, that means between Shvasar Betamuz until Tisha B'Av. Then Nikra Ben HaMetzarim means between Atzarot, between the problems that Am Yisrael has at that time when the enemy came against Eretz Yisrael, against Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and then the enemy start to surround in the whole city, and finally and they destroyed Beit HaMikdash, and Am Yisrael went to the diaspora, to the Galut. And basically, we suffer until today. We have the same problem, and that's why Am Yisrael is all over, is spread, you know, the diaspora, and of all, Harbak and Fotaretz. So Chachamenu gave us minhagim, what to do and not to do in those days. So one of the things that mentioned Chachamim, it's not to say Birkat Shechianu b'mei Mina Metzarim. Not if you're going to eat some fruit, something that you have to say Shechianu, or you're going to wear any nice clothing, that those clothes that you have to say Shechianu. So this Isur will start, the prohibition will start from Shivasar Betamuz until after Tisha B'Av. So now what you have to do is you leave this fruit or this cloth until after Tisha B'Av, and then you can say Shechianu. Now, some people say, some rabbis say that Shabbat Kodesh is not a problem, so you can say also Shechianu B'Shabbat, you can do the tefillah. Now, from where is coming this minhag from? So, Ikar minhag comes in Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim Katav, Shelo Ayu Ochlim Peri Chadash Ben HaMetzarim. Why? The people used to say at that time, how is possible? We're going to say Shechianu. וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, when I come to this time, וזה לא זמן טוב, זה זמן פורענות, זה זמן צרה לעם ישראל, זמן of bad time for עם ישראל. It's a צרות. How can I say שחיינו? וכן כתב מרן בשולחן ערוך, שטוב להיזהר מלומר שחיינו ומלא מצרים על פרי ומלבוש. This is מרן. ברבנו הרי, על מה שלום כתב, also, אסור שאין לברך בימי מנצים שחיינו, הם באמת, רוב החרונים הסכימו להקדם, you can see also בחזון עובדיה, in the page 129, he talks about it. So now, what happened if a lady, that she's a pregnant lady, that she saw a new fruit, and she want to eat from that, from this fruit, because she feels like she want to eat it, so for her, the halacha says that mutar la lechol peri chadash b'mei ha-metzarim. Not only that she's mutar for her, also for her she will be mutar. She will be able to say berkat shechianu. I will repeat what I said before on the Shabbat betoch b'mei ha-metzarim. Let's say two more days will be mutar to say berkat shechianu or to wear new clothing. And but this is going to be until Chodesh Av, but from Rosh Chodesh Av, and we see a few Hanonim say that Nachon Leachmir, Shelo Levarech Shechianu, either Al Beged Chadash, a new clothing, or Peri Chadash, and even clothing. Aval, but Peri Chadash, new fruit, Shelo Akel Levarech Shechianu, Afilu Rosh Chodesh Av, because you're eating and you have enjoyment on Shabbat himself, and Kach Katav, הרב עובדיה יוסף, הרב השלום, and the ספר, שאלות ותשובות יחווה דעת, סימן למד זין. Now, what happened if you want to buy a new clothing, במי מן המצרים, without שחיינו, or even with שחיינו, you're not going to wear it now, you're going to wear it later, you're allowed to do that, it's mutar to buy a new clothing, במי מן המצרים, but of course, you're not allowed to wear it. Now, there's another minhag in those days of Ben HaMetzarim and the inyan of weddings. The minhag is, we don't do any wedding from Shvasar Betamuz until after Tisha B'Av. However, Minag Yerushalayim, Minag Yerushalayim for the Sephardim, so Be'emet, they used to do long time ago, Minag Haya Ken Leitchaten Be'amim Ha'ele until Rosh Chodesh Av. Why? Because it's simple. It's Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and the first mitzvah of the Torah is mitzvah of how do you call it? Mitzvah Shel Piriyah Ve'Riviyah. That's why that was the Minag. Now, Be'emet Me'ikar Adin is Mutar. Even after Rosh Chodesh Av, but Nagu Shelo La'asot Et Zeh, we don't do that. Why? Because it's not a good siman to do Smachot in those days when Am Israel, all Am Israel is sitting in a mourning Beit HaMikdash, so it's not nice that the person is going to do wedding. Also, you allowed Bemen HaMetzarim, and you allow, as we say, the 3 weeks to get married, but the minhag is not really, this is minhag Ashkenazim, that was in Europe, and then this minhag nimshach until today, no one is getting married for those 3 weeks, and ze inyan shel to get married. Now, even though that the minhag is not to get married until after Rosh Chodesh Av, I mean from after Rosh Chodesh Av, anyway, Adam, that if a person divorces his wife, and then after that, they decide to make shalom between them, and then now they're going to do a great mitzvah, mitzvah lechzir gerushato, is a very good mitzvah to go back to the wife that he was married before, as mitzvah d'rachmanut shela, or in general for the kids, and just to do shalom is a big thing, is very good things, is the best to do that. So that's why mutar la'aruch lahem nisuin afilu achar Rosh Chodesh Av. Even after Rosh Chodesh Av, you're allowed to let him to remarry it again for the couple that was married before, because Mehmet is not a big happiness. Adraba, sometimes it could be that the shalom is not going to be good between them, and it's not going to be good. So that's why it's mutar. That's basically more or less enyan of ben hametzarim. One more thing, it's a person you have to know that in those 3 weeks it's time of meditation. It's time to think. It's time to do cheshbon hanefesh, and more. It's what you have to do. It's you have to be like part of what you have to do right now is you have to think about Beit HaMikdash. You have to think about Horban HaShechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the Beit HaMikdash right now, and he's suffering. So since he's suffering, you have to do tshuva, and you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back in the Mashiach Tzidkenu in order to Mezrat Hashem to have the Geula again. Hashem will rebuild Beit HaMikdash. I'm looking. Yeah. So we finish already the Sam Halachot of Ben HaMetzarim, and then we will say some Dvar Torah about the also Inyanim of Ben HaMetzarim. We have to know that the Shechina, it's in the Galut, as we say before. Shechinta beGaluta. So the Shechina, it's Kavechol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has no place to stay over here in this olam. Now, and as they say, Hashamayim kis'i, Hashem say in the pasuk, I am sitting in the throne in the Shamayim. My chair is the Shamayim. Ve'aretz adom raglai, adom raglav, and the aretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the ground his legs over there. Ezo bayit asher tivnu li ve'ezo makom menuchati. Hashem wants to know which kind of home, of house you're going to build for me. And what is the place that I'm going to, I can't find nachat in the place. Imagine that if the owner of the city come to the city for a while and he need a place to stay, he need a hotel, he need a room, and then he come to you, you say, listen, I have no room for you. Go over there. I'll go in the other place. So that means Tzar HaShechina, was the Shechina is suffering a lot. And that's the big problem that we have today. And when we do tefillot, all kind of things that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Mishtatef B'Tzar HaShechina. And this is a big, big avodah that a person have to feel that he really need to do. A person need to feel that Hashem is betzar. So at least you have to be in tzar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you are suffering together with Hashem Yitbarach, so there is more probably than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mashiach, and Hashem will decide to rebuild Bet HaMikdash. Katub Shebet HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to come straight from Shamayim. So it's something that Am Yisrael prepare with the tefillot. We prepare with the bechiot. We cry, and our mitzvot that we do, we taking part of the Shechina that is betzar. We know all the time Hashem is betzar. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach emini, tidbak leshoni lechekim lo eskerechi. And this basically, this pasuk, and kind of ma'asim act that we have to do as the chatan beyom chupato, even though that day is the day that he's so happy, beyom simchato, beyom simchat libo, beyom chupato, yom simchat libo, the day that got married. Anyway, what we say, meshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach emini, so we remember Yerushalayim, and we give to the chatan to break a cup. So something not so nice. And you have to feel some tzar over there. What does that mean? Does that mean that he is not going to forgive Hashem Yitbarach, is not going to forgive Yerushalayim, is not going to forgive the Beit HaMikdash, which is something very, very important thing to remember. When a person build a new house, and it's his own house, and he, of course, you have to fix the house, you have to paint, so always you have to leave a small part, ama al ama, and if it's good to do that in the front of the house, when everybody come through the house, when he himself come inside the house, he's going to see one piece is not built. This piece is open, it's broken, It's not complete. My house is not complete. Why? Because the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. So that's why my house is not complete. So this is part also how to remember Yerushalayim. Shulchan Aruch says a few more things. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yimale sechok pi ba'olam hazeh. A person shouldn't be so happy in this olam until HaKadosh Baruch Hu we rebuild Bet HaMikdash again, Bezat Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem will send Mashiach Tzidkenu, and then we will see the Pasuk, where we'll be live at that time, and Inyan, as the Torah says, Ki LaHashem HaMelucha U'Moshel Bagoyim, Hashem will be Baal HaMelucha, Hashem will be Molech B'Kol HaOlam Kulo. There's not going to be no more countries, no more presidents, no more kings. Ki LaHashem HaMelucha U'Moshel Bagoyim, Hashem will be the one that's going to be the king for the whole nation. V'Haya Hashem LeMelech Al Kol HaAretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the king of the Kol HaAretz. So Kol HaAretz, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, is going to be like Eretz Yisrael. Kol HaAretz is going to be Eretz Yisrael. Is going to be under the Malchut Hashem. Everyone will agree with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will see what you have to do. And we, as Yehudim, Anachnu, we're going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvot. We're going to do what Hashem wants us to do. And this is Haikar. That's the purpose of Bet HaMikdash. So all this Inyan, we cannot be forgotten. A person cannot forget that. So we live our life, Baruch Hashem, a person born, became teenager, and then adults, and then got married, and then have children, is busy, and then he has grandchildren, he has business to do, and then he became very old, and then he's taking care of his health, and then he leaves the Olam. But it's time that you're still alive. So you have to remember Hashem Yitbarach. This is all about the Shlosh Tashavot, the 3 weeks. And for one hand, as we say, to be mishtatef b'shechina, you have to be mamash part of the Shechina. And the other hand is to remember that and to ask Hashem Yitbarach for build Bet HaMikdash. We have few tefilot, berachot in the Amidah. Tishkon Yerushalayim Ircha Kasher Dibarta. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, 3 times a day, Hashem come to Yerushalayim again. Yerushalayim must be b'kedusha, b'tahara. Yerushalayim must be with not chilul Shabbat. Yerushalayim must be with mitzvot. And that's the way Hashem can return to Yerushalayim. And that's the job of people that are religious, Torah and mitzvot, and to try to explain to other people to do that. And that's why today, and the government, and that's what the Haredim ministers and other people and the people that in the Knesset they try to do to maintain the status quo and Eretz Israel in general, not to do Chilul Shabbat in Eretz Israel. It became very, very hot. And we find now that people, they're doing more Chilul Shabbat in different cities, not only in Tel Aviv, place after place. And that's very dangerous for us. Because that Hashem wants from us to keep Yerushalayim, in the right way. So that's the Inyan, to remember Yerushalayim, to remember that the Shekhinah is in Galut, but Bezat Hashem, in this way, Mashiach will come. I can face its harms. I don't. Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. They tell me your blue skies fade to gray. They tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no carrying on. Stand in the line just to hit a new low. Every time, and I don't need no carrying on, because you had a bad This week's parasha also, this is the parasha of Parashat Pinchas. We see that the inyan of Kirvat Hashem. Hashem blessed Pinchas, Natalot Biriti Shalom. Why? Because he became part of Hashem Yidvarach. He kano kinat Hashem. When he saw that somebody is doing something very bad, so he didn't hesitate to do anything. He didn't wait nothing. And he did maaseh that looks like to kill someone, to do something bad, but he realized that people dying because of the maaseh of Zimri ben Salu, and then whatever he does. So people really was against Pinchas because of that. That was in the last week's parasha. So the Torah over here says, "Natati lot beriti shalom." So the Gemara says, in Yalkut, it's not the Gemara, it's Yalkut Shimon, Tehilim, Yalkut Shimoni, and the Midrash of the Tehilim for the continuation. This is Perasha. We're talking about Korach. It says, Bene Korach lo metu. When the Perashiot, previous Perashiot, Korach died, and he was swallowed with together 250 people. So we say over there that Bnei Korach lo metu. The Midrash talks about it. Why Bnei Korach lo metu? What is the reason? So they say that Bnei Korach, Omer HaMidrash, Hayu Bamador Shevi'i Shel Geinam. They went down to the level, seven levels down to the Geinam. You know what it is? It's the worst place in the Geinam. And when they went there, Omer HaMidrash, Rachash libam davar tov leagid shira. They decide, they have a good idea, they have good intentions to say shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem, even though they are in a so bad situation under Geinam. Now, over there you cannot say shira. It's not the place to say thank you to Hashem and to do tefillot to Hashem Yidbarach. Omer HaMidrash, Ela shelo yachlu lomar ota, בגלל האש החזקה של גיהינם. The fire was so strong. There is some concept like that, that in גיהינם ברמינן, the fire is strong, the person or the neshama has got burned in there, but it's not dying. So חס וחליה, the suffering is a big suffering because the person cannot die. It's not died because there is no mita in שמיים. And the other hand, he's got, you know, the damage, the feelings of got burned. And anyway, they want to do Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what they did, because they couldn't talk because of the fire, Omer HaMidrash, Amru Ota, Rak Perachashe Libam. They say that, the Shira, with the, was like with the, and the heart, that was through the heart. And then right after that, when they decide to do Shira, they start to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them, and that's why it says, Bnei Korach lo metu. So we have to understand a few things over here. If really they went so down, they went to Madora Tachton Shel Geinam, which is very, very down level to be there. Rak Rashaim Gemurim, they went over there. So how they want to do Shira? How bichlal they have the intention and a good feelings to say Shira to Hashem Yitbarach, to thank Hashem? I mean, they lo ayu tzadikim. Lichora, in order to be saved from Mador Sheni Shevi Shel Geinam, you need also a little bit more zechut than just wants to say Shira. I want to give a lot of tzedakah, but I don't have money. That's going to save you for Geinam? I don't think so. And not for Shiva Madurim Geinam, the seventh, which is at the low level. So the explanation is, when a person is close to Hashem, when a person became close to Hashem, it's something that you don't need preparation. You can get rid this right away. For example, if you want to be Yerei Shamayim, so you need to prepare yourself and you have to protect yourself, to watch your eyes, to watch your thought, to watch your tongue, whatever you're going to talk, whatever you're going to listen, whatever you're going to hear, whatever you're going to say. So then you got Yerei Shamayim. You learn Torah, you got Yerei Shamayim. That's something that takes time. I mean, people... It takes time to be Yerei Shamayim. It's not the same in the age of 10 or the age of 18. It's not the same 18 in the age of 25. 25 is not the same as 40, etc. So, Bezat Hashem, if you continue all the time with the good midot and the good inyanim that you do for your Yerei Shamayim, you will have. But over here, the chidush is when you want to be Kirvat Hashem, וכמו שאמר דוד המלך, Kirvat Elokim li tov. I want to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an easy way. He says, this one, you can do it. You can do that easier. And you can get it right away. So now, not only right away, in any place, in any situation that you are, that you got Kirvat Hashem. Since you got close to Hashem Yitbarach, you can save yourself for Sheva Madura Geinom. Hashem will release you from there. So that's why the Pasuk says, Ubne Korach Lometu. So that's the explanation of the Midrash. So now the possibility that a person got when he became close to Hashem, and when a person realized that it's in on Milevado, any problem you have, only Hashem Yitbarach can save you. There's no lawyer, there's no money can save you, there's no medicine, only Hashem Yitbarach, in on Milevado. If Hashem wants, Hashem will turn the whole Briyat for you to save you. So then, that will be in any place, in any situation. So Hashem will be with the person. So that's why if a person comes close to Hashem, Uzoche right away, that Hashem will be with him, Hashem will help him. And we have a Raya also, that we find this also through Moshe Rabbeinu either. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, was walking, and he saw the Sene, and it was burned, the kind of tree that was burned. But Moshe Rabbeinu was interesting to know, Madua lo Ivar Sene. What's going on? What's this nest, such a nest, Gadol? How is possible that there is fire? A Sene Boer Baesh? The Sene Enenu Ukal. And the Sene, is not on the... It's not like consume nothing. You see the same thing. So he can come close to Hashem to see. So now, Hachamim Amru b'Midrash Tanchuma, that Moshe Rabbeinu walks 3 steps. Pasa shelosha pesiot. Okay? This is one Mandei Amar, Midrash Tanchuma. The other Mandei Amar say, he just turned his neck. His neck's a little bit, he turned from the side to see. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al tigash halom. Don't come close here. Don't come to me. So Hashem came to him. Hashem appeared to him. So to understand this Midrash Tanchuma, the explanation is the following. We're going to finish with this. Moshe Rabbeinu, he tried to see. I mean, he came to see Hashem. It's not pashut just to see because it was curiosity. He wanted to know what's going on. How could it be? Why Asene is not consuming himself? Why it's not got burned? באמת, he wants to be close to Hashem. He says, over here there is elakut. Over here there is kedusha. So he wants to understand this is something from nevuah. So if a person just walks 3 steps just to come to Hashem, sometimes you're in the street and you see any Beit HaKnesset, even if it's not your Beit HaKnesset, you come, you go inside a little bit to say Pasuk Tehilim, to learn something, to be mishtachave, to bend from Hashem Yitbarach, this is enough, שזה נקרא קריבה להשם. And according to the second mandamer, just to turn the neck, to see what's going on. To, I mean, not only to see what's going on, to come just to see. Sometimes a person cannot leave a place of Kedusha. Also, when you do that for התקרבות להשם, to be close to Hashem, יש בכוח הזה זכות בנבואה. And the thing is, when a person comes close to Hashem, so Hashem very easy come to him, מתקרב אליו, and all this, it's very important if a person understands the possibilities to be close, and he wants that. When a person wants that, then זה העניין של התקרבות. So now, this is perfect for שלושת השבועות, when a person has to think about it. A person has to think that there is like a shochu as tzar, suffering, tzar ha-shechina, and there is tzar that there is no place to stay, Hashem has no place to stay, and there is tzar that Am Yisrael suffering all over the world until, you know, Mashiach will come, we're going to have in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh, or whatever, in our place, whatever Hashem will decide to be, will be, but at least, בלי גלות של הגויים, we're going to do the mitzvot עם מעשים טובים, Hashem יזכנו, בעזרת השם, שנזכה להתאבל על ירושלים, ושנזכה לראות בנחמתה עד ביאת הגואל בקרוב. אמן ואמן. Thank you very much.